I think we're in business. Yeah. Wonderful. Okay, we have been talking about peacemaking, and tonight, tomorrow, actually, I've not really preached the way that I teach my students to preach, because we've been dealing more with a topic the last few. Actually, can you turn me down just a little bit, please? Thank you. So I'm not so much in the room. Thank you. And so tomorrow, I'm going to rear back and actually preach tomorrow. But tomorrow's theme is going to address where we're going with all of this, and not just peacemaking, but what's the end game of the Christian life altogether. And peacemaking is a part of that, and learning the height and the depth and the length and the breadth of the love of God as we learn that together with one another is going to be part of the point of being a Christian. So, and the peacemaking plays into that. Because if you want to love each other, you're going to have to learn to make peace. So, I'm looking forward to that tomorrow. I hope you'll come. I hope you'll bring somebody with you. Tonight, I want to pull together essentially what could be for you a step-by-step plan for dealing with conflict. We've talked about what causes conflict. It's when our desires become idols that make demands on us and other people, and it leads us to judge other people who don't meet our demands and punish other people who don't meet our demands. We also saw that there's a difference, but there are different responses to conflict, that some people want to run from it, peace fakers. Others want to be aggressive. There are aggressive responses. Those are peace breakers, but we want to be peacemakers. So tonight, I want to pull that together in a practical step-by-step, here's what you do